Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Last night, I watched two scary movies back-to-back, Heather. I have no idea why. Maybe I'm evolving.
I'm in shock. You know what feels like a slow-moving escalator to hell? Listening to your Uber driver's cheesy pop instrumental covers on high volume for an entire hour.
That's a long Uber ride. I just looked at the forecast, and it appears to be 70 degrees for the rest of my life. I'll take it.
I'm so jelly. You know you're headed on a fun flight when there's a woman playing acoustic guitar at your gate.
Have such a good day. Hello, world.
Welcome
to Have Such a Good Day,
episode 236.
The show that wants you to do just that. Welcome to the show that feels like eavesdropping on an intimate conversation. There's no format because we don't
have one. Highly intimate.
How is everybody doing out there?
I'm blushing.
So intimate. Our deepest, darkest secrets will be divulged in today's episode.
I love the word intimate.
Me too.
Because it's like, it makes me feel like a little kid. When you're at, I don't know if they call it this anymore in department stores, but like the intimates section where like your mom would like buy a bra.
Totally.
Like,
the intimates.
Ooh, it's very intimate.
I wonder if they call it that still.
I don't know.
They're not going to call it panties. I mean.
Well, I think they call it lingerie.
Yeah,
but, intimates is definitely, it's a category where you're like, yeah, it's like a nightgown or, you know, it's not like sex toys.
And now they have
intimate
coordinators on film sets. You know, that's a whole thing. That's a whole job. in itself now.
It is?
Yeah, intimate coordinators. Yeah, of course. Totally. That's like a huge new thing that
what
happened
do they do?
Within the last like 5 years.
Oh, this is like for nude scenes.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, where yeah. you have to like, you have somebody who's like, I was there.
Sort of the
Everything
mediator.
Was kosher.
Yeah, and then actually it was cool. On Fresh Air, when Emma Stone was interviewed after Poor Things, she talked extensively about her relationship with the intimacy coordinator. Like, I think they became buds because, you know, Poor Things was, there was a lot of sex scenes. There was, you know, quite
you know,
a
I
few.
Never finished that movie.
Oh, really?
I lost interest and it's still sort of sitting in my queue waiting to be watched. But now that I know that there's a lot of sex, I could get back into it.
Y'all, welcome to the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. I'm Heather Frank.
And I'm Sarah Lane. And I'm punchy as all heck.
We are punchy as all heck. I'm on my second cup of caffeine.
I'm got on my really first, early. But it's hitting. It's hitting right this morning.
It is hitting right for me too. In fact, I have to say that I really missed my espresso maker while I was gone.
Sorry, I just drank. My coffee went down the wrong pipe. Okay. Yes. More about your maker.
My espresso maker. I missed it because I was getting like $6 cappuccinos in LA, and I tried to like buy those canned coffees, but they're still $4. It's like you can't win when you're on the move. You just have to spend money. It's hard to really be nimble financially when you're living out of your suitcase. So I really miss my espresso maker a lot because I make a damn good espresso, Sarah. Well, cappuccino, really.
Yeah. I'm sure that's true. I'm a regular coffee person. Because it's not that I don't like the taste of something that's, you know, a little fancier, but I don't like waiting for it. I don't like watching the barista like make a drink
for
like 5 minutes.
Or it's like you're impatient.
I just want you to put some liquid in a cup and hand it to me. it's like our cocktail conversation from a previous episode.
Totally.
I'm like,
just pour me
pour
a glass
wine,
of wine
in a glass and hand it to me.
We
don't need to like do the, you know, salt and
the
lime
ritual.
And,
okay.
And shake kind of thing.
Sarah, you've never admitted this to me. I feel like I know you so much better now. I mean, this is enlightening, but I would never have thought that was part of the reason, because for me, I don't look down on coffee drinkers, but I do feel like we're a different breed. And I feel like for me,
I love how you like made sure to clarify. I don't think I'm better than you, Sarah.
But
we're
I
just
kind of
different.
Am.
We're a different species.
Well, I just think that it's a different high too for me. Like the caffeine high, I don't like coffee specifically. Not that I don't like the taste. I don't like the jitteriness. It makes me jittery because it is a different chemical reaction. The way it's made, the way it's brewed, it's different. And I feel like espresso lands a little better on me. I feel like it's more.
I never really thought about that. I always figured
it
it's probably the
Google
same
it.
Amount of jitter, you know,
ChatGPT
just presented differently. I don't know. I mean, I will on just like regular weekdays. I mean, every so often I just don't have coffee at all.
Yeah.
I feel like that's healthy. It's good to just not always have coffee.
Totally.
But most days I do. Mm-hmm. Most days. The majority of my life, I start my day with a coffee.
It's my most joyous moment out of the day.
Yeah.
And it's all downhill.
It'll get me out of bed because I'm just like excited
to,
you know,
me
smell
too.
It. And, you know, my brewing process takes a while. So it, like, I don't know. You know what it is? It's not so much that I don't like the ritual of making, you know, something besides regular coffee because, you know, with my, you know, I've got to grind my beans, put water in the coffee maker. Like it'll take a few minutes just to get going, and then a few minutes before it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind that. I think it's just if I'm popping in somewhere, especially if it's busy. Again, it's all about the bar. You know, it's like if it's busy, people are behind me. Like I don't need to.
It could be a little annoying. I know.
I've got a coffee place, actually a couple coffee places. There's one that I like a lot that I go to, I don't know, once or twice a week. It's a healthy mile away. So it's like 2 miles round trip from the house. Got my dog, you know, it's a nice walk. But they sometimes, it's almost never busy because I go in there early, but sometimes you'll have a couple people in front of you and they like, they're like ordering like four different like coffees
and they need
because
like
they're like
tray.
Taking them probably into the office, you know, for other people. And I'm like, and there's one person behind the counter. Like, what can they do?
Dude.
You know, they can't do anything about it. And that person's ahead of me. And I'm just like, all right, I'll just stand here for
a
while.
It's the worst. And like, I, in fact, when I was at the Los Feliz Blue Bottle, like a week ago, it was like, I almost forgot I ordered a coffee because it took so long. I was like, I sat down and started playing my games. You and I were probably chatting. And I was like, and then they called my name and I'm like, huh, what? Oh, my coffee, you know, kind of took forever.
Yeah. I just thought I would die here.
Yeah. I'm just going to, I'm going to sit here all
day. Crossword
and,
puzzle.
Yeah. Why am I here? Like I, what? But you know, the two things that get me up in the morning, Sarah, are my cappuccino and Strands. The
yes. Strands, the New York Times
beta.
Game.
Love it.
It's funny that they call it beta. Cause I'm like, I don't know how it would be out of beta because the game is, I mean, there are rules.
Well, like, it's also
how would the game become out of beta?
Well,
unless
it would be in the app. I think it would be in the app. Like it's
I don't use the app.
It's right now. It's like I have a browser window open to play it because it's not in the main section of the game section.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Because I only play, this is for anybody who's like, what are they talking about? It's the New York Times has a variety of games, Wordle, Connections, Spelling
Crosswords.
Bee. The Crosswords, Mini Crossword, and then Strands is a new game. I only ever play on my desktop.
Ooh, Letterboxd is a fun one too. Have you played that?
I have not.
It's fun.
But I open a tab and everything. Strands is connected with the rest of them in the little hamburger menu on the left hand side.
Interesting.
When you're on desktop, Heather. But I don't log in and I don't have a subscription. So some of the games are, you know, they're like, oh, become a subscriber and then you can play this game. And I'm like, I don't care that much. But
yeah, it's a similar difference between you and me, Sarah. It's like you're a coffee drinker. I drink espresso. You use a browser.
I like free things.
I use apps.
you pay
like
an adult.
Pay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Heather's like, Sarah, you really should pay for these games. I'm like, hell no.
I don't know. I didn't know you couldn't pay for it. Like, I don't really understand how you can play all the games. I mean, can you play the crosswords? Do they let you?
Cause I can play the mini crossword. That's the only one I can play.
See, I love the big crosswords. I'm hardcore, Sarah.
Well, I mean, I do too, but not enough. I have a lot of subscriptions in my life.
Same.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm just, you know, you know, somehow getting around everything. No, I'm extremely poor because I pay for things. But Wordle, the only thing that that you don't get when you don't pay is like, you know, like I don't have streaks. Wordle used to let you do that without paying, and now it will only do that if you log in, you know, /subscribe. And I just like don't care. I don't care about streaks.
Well, you know,
it's like
it
doesn't
either.
Matter to me.
No.
Like as soon as the Wordle has been, you know, I mean, with any luck, you know, I get it in two or three. But like once that's over, like I don't think about it again.
Yeah.
Ever.
No. I'm the
you know, it's a fleeting little thing that I do, and then it's over.
I don't care about streaks either. And it's like, I got to look into this because, yeah, you know, it's like $25 a month, which is like quite pricey just to get. I mean, obviously, I can read anything on New York Times. I can gift people articles, and I do read a lot of articles. I really love the arts, and New York Times is, you know, it's just it's got everything I need, really. But
for sure. Yeah. I mean, I've had periods where I subscribed to the New York Times. I used to, I mean, the Sunday New York Times, I used to get it as paper on Sunday morning.
I
would just be
paper.
Like, yeah, and just sit there, you know,
like
reading
all day,
a big old newspaper.
Isn't
that funny how that's just something that when I see it now, I'm like, oh, that's so weird. Like a paper that like someone needs like a couple quarters for, and you like get the paper outside the grocery store. I mean, my parents used to have, it was like a, you know, like a wicker basket specifically to put old newspapers that eventually went somewhere else. Like, this is like before the days of recycling. Mm-hmm. Like, where did the newspapers go? I guess they just went out to the trash, but like they would pile up in the living room first.
Yes.
And then they would go somewhere. Well, and that was just like definitely part of like everyone's living room in some form.
Totally. Well, you know, it's, we have so many fireplaces that it's like, we just, you know, we actually use newspaper like in the fireplace. So like we kind of,
how many fireplaces do you have?
Well,
we have 18. We have so many fireplaces. I need newspaper to keep
there's
warm.
One in every room. No, there's actually, we have two real fireplaces, like, you know, real traditional ones. And then we have one wood burning stove in our art studio. Mm. You got to come visit, Sarah. And then we have two wood burning stoves in our Airbnb rentals. So that's like five.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Collectively.
And we have to get, you know, we got to get kindling and stuff for those people who stay over there and yeah. That kind of thing. So,
you know, I had a fireplace in my tree house, my old little apartment, which it was, it was funny when I moved in, it was like, I was given the option, like, do you want to keep it gas or do you want us to like finagle it so that you can put actual wood in there? And I'm like, put actual wood in there. Like, what do I look like? You know, a woodsman? But so it was gas, you know, you just press a button, it comes on, and it was very pretty, mm-hmm. but it didn't really heat up the room that well. I also had really high ceilings, you know, skylights. I don't know. It wasn't very energy efficient in general, mm-hmm. but it looked pretty, but I don't know.
It's a lot of work. And to be honest.
Yeah. I kind of just forgot about it.
We actually stopped doing them. Well, it's not like I was the one building the fires. It was like the guy in the house, you know, like that was sort of his job. It's like, you know, it's a guy's job. No, I'm just kidding. But he just always did it. And I didn't like to touch the wood because I was worried about spiders, you know. Here's the problem. When you have a traditional fireplace, you have to keep feeding it. So if you're watching a movie, you're getting up every 10 minutes to blow on it.
Stoking the flames.
So I'd almost rather
sometimes the wood starts to fall and you're like, ooh, let's put it back.
Totally. And then, I mean, I think wood burning stoves are better because they go for longer and you can just close the door. I honestly wish we could turn our fireplaces into wood burning stoves, but that's for another day and another $1 million.
We had, growing up, along with my parents' collection of old newspapers, and maybe that was a big part of it. It's funny. Like, I never really thought about the fact that, yeah, you're always pulling from the newspaper pile mm-hmm. when you're making a fire. We didn't always have... We had a wood-burning stove at the last place I lived with my parents. And it not a fireplace. But mm-hmm. the house I lived at the longest as a kid, there was a... It was actually really ugly, but it was, again, high-ceilinged living room. And it was just this, like, stone fireplace, huge, yeah. you know, that went all the way up to the ceiling. You know, like, I'm sure you can almost, like, picture it, like, almost like octagon stone, you know, it just very dated. Yeah. Also, orange shag carpet. But the fireplace had, you know, the hearth was large, mm-hmm. you know, and also stone, like, very, it was a commanding fireplace. And my dad chopped wood like in the living room mm-hmm. with an axe,
what,
like
in the
on
living
the
room?
Hearth.
Wow.
And that was not weird at all. Wow. Thinking about that now, I'm like, that's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, he would like, he's swinging the axe,
like,
you know, and
take
splitting
it outside.
Wood. And yeah. I don't know. Well, I think it probably got to a certain size and then came indoors. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There was a bunch of, I don't know.
Oh,
he probably chopped wood outside too, but he definitely chopped wood like next to the couch, like while like my mom and I were just like casually sitting there.
I would like to see, if only I could see a video of it, like, but I guess that's not going to happen.
Oh, we definitely took a lot of photos in front of the fireplace, which now I'm like, why were we always standing in front of that awful fireplace? But we thought it was cool, I guess. Back in the day.
How things change, Sarah Lane.
How things change, yet also stay the same.
Yeah.
Well, something that isn't going to be the same, I'm having lunch. Well, not really lunch, like just like a late coffee with my landlord today.
Sarah, stop capping.
Yeah.
I just learned a new word yesterday. Actually, I didn't even know that word.
You didn't know?
No.
Like, it means, when someone says no cap?
Yeah. Like, no, yeah, you're lying. Like, that's a lie. That's cap.
Well, yeah. No cap means, like, I'm not lying.
This is true. I honestly did, like, a friend of mine told me that her, 12-year-old son says cap a lot. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, that's, I'm getting out of the loop here.
Or when somebody sends an emoji that's like a blue cap, that means like, oh, that's not true.
You might have seen that
here and there. Yeah.
So
it is a little, it is, I mean, I think it's become slang to the point where, yeah, you might be a little slow on the uptake, Heather, but I mean,
I
was not the
everything.
First person to know what that meant either. I think
they haven't used it in the
children.
New York Times crossword puzzle yet, so why would I know it? How could I find out about it?
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, one of the strands, so strands is kind of like, it's sort of like a, what do you call it?
It's like a find a word in a
yeah,
whole
like a word
slew
jumble,
word
but then
jumble.
Yeah, yeah, there's a theme.
I say a word
but
jumble's there, a good way of putting it.
There was yeah, it's like you get a theme and it's a hint, and sometimes the hint is sort of obvious and sometimes it's like really clever.
Uh-huh.
And the other day the hint was that's cap.
Oh.
Exclamation point. And so it was about hats. I learned
that's what
later.
That's
but
what
at
I thought
first
it was.
I was like, oh, so like liar, you know, tall tale. I was like looking for things that were untrue.
I thought immediately baseball caps, and it was gonna be baseball, like, you know, teams and stuff. That's what
yeah.
I thought.
Well, I thought it was going to be things that were lies.
Well, you're way
anyway,
cooler than I am, Sarah.
We've all learned a little something today.
Yeah, we have.
But so my landlord, so this is, it's not like that interesting. and also, he very well might listen to the show. I kind of doubt it, but if you're listening, landlord.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, I had like references, you know,
yeah.
And I know he called them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I moved in, so it's like he probably has at least some idea of, you know, what I do. But yes, I will not out you, landlord. But if you're listening, hi, see you later today. But what's funny about this is that I have now lived in my apartment. I moved in mid-December, so January, February, March, April. Yeah, I've lived here for over 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I feel like I moved in 2 weeks ago. You know, I still like have pictures I haven't hung, and like there's no reason why they're just sitting, you know, stacked
a
in
time.
A corner. You get, I always tell people, I'm like, I get 75% of the way moved in, and then I just.
You stop.
Kind of, yeah, I'm just like, I don't see it anymore. Although I am sort of on a manic curtain buying spree right now.
We know
long
all about
story.
That one.
Yeah,
too bad Bed Bath & Beyond is bankrupt.
Yeah, I mean, I have now bought several curtains off of like rando sellers on Amazon because I was trying to save money. I mean, you can get cheap curtains and they look cheap. That's exactly what they are. Huh? So I like get them and I'm all excited, open the box and I hang them and I'm like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Luckily, they're, you know, it's easy to return. But anyway, this is I once like spent like a month like painting and repainting my living room at an old apartment, and I just because it was like a weird brown when
ew.
I moved in, there was a guy who lived there before me and like he had painted it just like this like horrible guy brown where I'm like, I can't live in a brown living room, like that's just not gonna happen. So I painted it, but like I'd never painted anything before, so I went to the paint store and I was like, yeah, that it I'll just pick that one, you know, and I thought it was a great color. And as soon as I started painting the wall, I was like, oh God, no, this does not look like what I thought it would look like, because of course
that's
I like
you do swatches, Sarah.
Well, I didn't do my research because I'm an impulse person.
You are.
And I this is oh my God, I actually remember I went through like 4 rounds of this, and my boyfriend at the time at first was helping me, you know. Mm-hmm. We had like rollers and, you know, we had, you know, had the blue tape, you know, off of
yeah.
the you know, corners and whatever. And at one point, like after like the third round of me being like, okay, oh, and also like I was doing like a dual paint thing where like the top and like the wainscoting, like they were different colors. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to be creative. And there were a lot of corners, so you know, it had to be sort of precise. And I, you know, we start painting and I'm like, nope, this is not right. not the color I thought it was. And he looked at me and he was like, Sarah, this is madness. Like, he was like concerned, and I was like, you know what, you don't have to help me then. And he left. He was like, I don't want to help you anymore.
That's awesome.
And so I did the rest myself, and painting. Then it was fine.
I really do. I it stresses me out. It's like just making straight lines and just the meticulousness of it. However, I do is look at the corners of my house and see how poor the painter painted my walls, because there's squiggly lines and he didn't use tape. And I remember asking him, I'm like, are you going to use tape on the, you know, floorboards? And he's like, no, I like to free paint. And I'm like, I almost was like, but I kind of want you to use tape. Can you use tape? I'm paying you. I should have said that. Anyway, hindsight.
The paint job in my place is nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a couple places in the bathroom that look like they were fudged a bit, but no, it's a nice
good.
It's a nice paint. Nice paint
good.
In
the
Sarah, apartment.
I hate to switch gears so abruptly, but I you had told me last night, we were chatting a little bit. We usually don't chat so much in the evening, but you finally bit the bullet and started watching the original Omen from 1976. Is this true?
Is this true, or are you capping? This is no cap, Heather. This is very true. Yeah, so for some reason, it's been in my head because you had said on a recent episode how much you love that movie. Mm-hmm. It's a classic. You love Gregory Peck, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, yeah, I know I saw the one with Julia Stiles, which was whenever that was.
I don't even know what that is.
she played the mom. Yeah. It was like 2007 because I remember watching it. I was out of the country. I always remember the movies that I see in other countries. So it was like a new movie at the time.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2006, 2007. Anyway, wanted to watch it. So I fire up Plex, and it's funny because there's like quite a few Omens now. They've just
made
them over the years.
There's
like a new one. And there's like, I don't know. So I'm looking and I'm like, which one do I want? Like, because I'm just looking at the, what would be like the, you know, the front cover, mm-hmm. basically. And I finally found it. and I thought it was very campy, I have to say. Now, part of this is like, so this is 76. Great year, by the way. But it's 76, but it's like, they're sort of hoity-toity people.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen the movie, I'll try not to spoil it. You have had 40 years, though. But but it's like they're... And so they kind of, you know, they've got that way of talking, you know, and they've got fancy cars and, you know, big house. And it almost seems like it's older. Like, if I watched that and you were like, yeah, they made this in 1962, I'd be like, yeah, okay. Besides the hairstyles, it felt like older than mid-70s.
Uh-huh.
And I can, you know, that said, I can see where a movie audience, I mean, you would have had The Exorcist by then, because Exorcist was 72, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by 76, it's like, you weren't going to like really freak people out because like what's worse than The Exorcist, but you would probably have, you know, a pretty lively audience in the theater watching this movie.
Yeah.
It's definitely like thrilling, you know, but sort of in the way that Rosemary's Baby is like thrilling, where you're like, okay, nothing like that bad happens. That's not true.
Maybe
the bad things happen in The Omen.
The earnestness. I mean, there's like the scene when like the babysitter, I'm not going to say it, but I mean, I think it's really psychologically.
Yeah, towards the end where you're like, okay, she's pretty cray cray. I'm not worried about spoiling The Omen, okay? If you don't want to know
then
what happens in The Omen, I don't know where you've been. You know, the mark of the beast. But it's like, okay, so like the kid is suspected of being like evil, and like if he's evil, he's got a 666 on his head somewhere, but he has like a head of hair, and like the dad goes and like gives him a haircut while he's sleeping. I'm like,
I know, that's
ridiculous. That's a pretty deep sleep, kid.
I just don't even
notice the scissors and the pulling, you know, to find the tattoo on your head.
Okay, that was cheesy, yes, but I think I truly think that like cemetery scene was one of the most like, iconic, like great scenes in horror movie history. I wouldn't even have considered it to be campy. Maybe because though, I saw it a long time ago. Even when I was a kid, we saw it. I mean, not super young, but maybe like a tween. You know, me and my sister watched a lot of horror movies and it was very scary to me. So maybe because I watched it back in the day when it was less dated, that I maybe have a little bit of a nostalgic connection to it. And there's a comfort in it. It's one of my favorite horror movies. So I think seeing it for the first time, you know, in like 2024, like so far down the line that it's so old, I can see where you would see it being campy.
It's funny, the graveyard scene, the cemetery scene, you know, you're like, oh, iconic. And I'm like, oh, look at this movie set. Like, oh, they didn't even try that
Absolutely.
Hard, you know,
it
with
does
like, the
really
smoke
look like
machine,
that. Yeah, totally.
You know, but I mean, you're right. It is it's old cinema. And
it is.
That is something that, I like old movies. I don't like every old movie, but they have a place in my heart as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Gregory Peck also and the actress that is his wife, they were so earnest and serious. You know, it was very serious. And he was so, I got lost like in his facial expressions. And I just...
Well,
and
a lot of close-ups of him like... squinting.
Oh yeah, totally.
And
oh,
going
I love
like,
that man.
I need to figure this out.
Or when the Jews return to Zion. It's so funny because I Elijah does a great impression of him. He does a great impression of him and like Sean Connery, and he'll do this when the Jews return to Zion. It's very funny. I'm glad you watched it. I'm just glad that you finally watched it.
I did, and I you know. Again, I've seen a remake, so like I knew what the movie was about.
Yeah.
And you know, at the same time, I'm like, yeah, all right. You know, something. There's also kids in horror movies. Like that was the thing I liked the least about The Shining was Danny and his stupid tricycle. You know, where I'm just like,
you know, it's really funny. You and Elijah should have lunch because Elijah laughs at children in movies. Like, even if they're not doing anything funny, he will just laugh at them. But like in the funniest, it's a very specific laugh. Like he just thinks he thinks child actors are just ridiculous.
It can be, yeah. So, the only thing I just can't handle is when it's like a baby that has an adult voice.
No,
you know, like look who's talking, or you know, like
you
I
shouldn't watch.
I don't think it's funny. Like
movies
I don't really like animals
dubbed.
With adult voices either, but. It depends. You know, there's
know
certain like
saying.
Disney movies that are fine. Anyway, before we move on, because I did say I watched two movies back to back, which I did. So when The Omen ended, I was like, all right, that was whatever. let's fire up The Exorcist. That's how I know it was 1972.
My all-time favorite horror movie, by the way.
Well, you know, when I was in like sixth grade, it was rented at a slumber party that I went to. It was actually my neighbor, so like I lived like right up the hill from her, and we watched it, and I didn't even get to the end before I called my parents. And
I remember
like,
this. You've told this story.
I want to go home. Yeah. You know, I'm crying. I'm
scared.
Scary
AF, yeah.
And I also like, I mean, I was really close to my house, but it was dark. I'm like, I'm not walking up the hill. Like, it wasn't like there were like street lamps in the apple orchards where we lived. It was terrifying, and I didn't watch it again for a really long time. But I've seen it since, and I was like, okay, it's not that scary. Anyway, so I watched it last night. It was the director's cut, which I don't know if I've seen before. Hmm. And so I was like, oh my God, this is really long.
I don't
remember it starting this way, you know, with the excavators and the, anyway, that went on for a long time. I'm like,
why
did we get to Washington?
The director's cut?
I don't know, because it was what was available to me. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'll just watch the director's cut.
There's a reason it's the director's cut.
I guess so, yeah. And, it's funny that it was so scary to me. And again, I knew what I was getting into. I've seen the movie since, and like, I got through it, and I'm not scared anymore. I mean, for years, though, I was very traumatized by that. I was also sort of a... weenie when I was that age. But
you've come a long way, Sarah.
I've come a long way. But I watched it and I was like, maybe it's because the pacing of the director's cut is just like, I mean, it kind of plods along, you know, but I'm like, God,
cuts.
None of this stuff is like, is even like moving the needle at all for me. I'm not even like, ooh, still creepy. I'm like, eh, this
you
is
gotta
dumb.
Watch Look the at her regular dumb makeup. Cut. You got to watch. It's like the Donnie Darko director's cut, like ruined it for me. I was like, why did I watch that? I mean, I still love that movie, but okay. My cat is like totally trying to like get up on my chair, up on my tits. All right. If you hear a bell, which I actually, when I edited the last few episodes, I, you know, you can hear a little like bell in the background.
Oh,
that is my cat. Yeah. Just.
Oh,
FYI.
Well, I didn't even notice, but I think that's very cute. A
it
little
is,
bell.
It is kind of cute. Yeah. We got to know he's coming because he's like Jaws. Yeah. Only a cat.
I know. He's like, I'm never going to catch a bird, mom, with this stupid bell around my neck. It's, you know, save the birds.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's exciting stuff over here.
I'm impressed.
Meeting
Sarah.
My landlord for lunch, who I've never met in person, which is kind of why we're doing this. I don't know. It's That's just, great. I That's think great. My landlord, and again, if you're listening, hello, good sir. I love your apartment. I think he wants to like, know that I'm a real person because we've never met in person. Like I think
like
he's
maybe
just
your
sort
AI?
Of like let's just make sure she's like a real person and this isn't like some grand ruse, you know, that
maybe
I've gotten roped into.
You.
I don't think so. Mm. No. I do not think that's the case. Okay. But yes, so horror movies, lunch with the landlord, it's crazy, Heather.
It's
I mean it doesn't
down
get
there.
More exciting than this.
It is
so.
Random. I love it.
It's just I don't know. I've gone crazy.
The endless
crazy.
Absurdity of everyday life, Sarah. I just it's we should just make a
absurd.
Podcast about it.
Yeah.
Oh wait, we're doing one right now.
I know. It's just nuts.
It is nuts.
It's
so
nuts. Oh, also
yeah.
And this is I don't know. Do you like to, when you watch a movie, sit on the floor instead of like a couch or a chair? Is that a thing you do?
Sometimes. Like sometimes I like to sit in front of the couch and lean against the couch, but there's not enough room for me to do that really in my current sit.
Okay. Yeah. But you're like too close.
I think in another situation, yeah, I know what you mean. There's something comforting about that.
There's something about it. So last night I was alone and, you know, there's a couch, plenty of room. And I just didn't feel like sitting on the couch. And I sat on the floor and watched like 4 hours of horror movies. And I remember halfway through being like, why am I on the floor? I just like it.
Call me impressed, Sarah. I really am. I mean, for you to deviate from the Vanderpump rules or whatever the heck it's called.
Yes,
I'm
Heather,
I'm impressed.
It's called Vanderpump Rules. It's a wonderful program. You would not like it. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I went by the Vanderpump pup, you know, grooming place on 3rd Street in Hollywood, in West Hollywood.
Oh, sir.
I thought of you. Yeah.
There's Sir, there's Tom Tom.
No, it's like Vanderpump. It's like Vanderpup or something.
Oh, for dogs. I'm like, what are they grooming people for reality show? Yes, no, it's
it's kind of a ridiculous place. It's like pink and like it's all like I think.
Well,
it's pink,
that's yeah,
it's fine.
Sort
it's
of
West
all
Hollywood.
Part of the storyline. Otis is he's not really that kind of dog. we don't go to pink grooming salons. Not my dog.
Yeah,
he gets the
hose
like a regular kid.
Yeah, I actually spent some time with one of my friends, her border collie. His name is Petey. He is the cutest little pupper. And I know we have a different taste in pups, Sarah, but we played
Frisbee.
I like
border collies.
Oh, this pupper, so cute. He's like a bear. But we played soccer. He loves his soccer ball. He just kind of puts his tooth in it and he carries it around. It's very funny. But yeah, I, so many more stories from Los Angeles, my recent trip, but it actually is kind of nice to be home. It's refreshing because it was a great trip down south. I felt fulfilled and, had a lot of like wonderful time hiking the canyons and listening to my books on tape, my Audible, but it was actually pleasantly nice to come home too. It's been beautiful weather and I got like so many welcome, like people seemed to miss me and it was just sweet. It was like a really good homecoming, you know, it was a good perk up. But I wanted to do a quick update on my Aura ring.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just a quickie.
I meant to ask you how it was going.
Yeah, it's so funny how like you just really never know with anything. You have to try it because you know, I immediately wanted to return it like within an hour of buying it. And I was
I was already planning my escape.
And now I love it. I love it so much. And what I love the most is the sleep data. Because it is quite thorough. It's much more thorough than the Apple Watch. It's the first thing I look up when I get up. And I'm so curious because I'm like, I know how I slept or how I think I slept. And usually it's somewhat similar, at least broad strokes. You know, you maybe got an 80%. But like the night before I was like a champ. It was like an 89 or something.
Oh.
Like optimum, you know, sleeping.
So it's a percentage thing? Kind
of.
Well, the Fitbit did this too, but the Apple Watch will, maybe there's a percentage, I never noticed, but it'll say like deep sleep, core sleep, or REM sleep.
Yeah, and it breaks it down.
Where you kind of want all three, mixture of all three. But I was, it's without fail when I first go to sleep, because I never have a problem falling asleep. It's staying asleep that I have a problem with.
Same.
But at first, like I go down to deep sleep and like the 2 hours, like whenever I fall asleep for the first time, it's like I'm out.
Same.
And then I never deep sleep again.
Yeah,
for
the
entirety
deep sleep,
of the rest of my night.
What blew me away by this data, because again, like the Apple Watch, you can kind of see broad strokes, but here it shows you like a chart of like, I was up for a while at 2 a.m. last night. And I remember I was like clearing my throat. Mm-hmm. Elijah was moving around. I was kind of restless.
You get a drink of water. You have to pee. Like,
I was,
you're like,
I was
yeah,
just,
that's
like,
right.
Up for a little bit. And then, but I'll crash out in the beginning. And what I didn't realize until I got the Aura ring is how, because I've usually been a really good sleeper. I've probably mentioned this on the show. I'm a vivid dreamer. I'm a deep sleeper. I've normally don't have a lot of issues, but as I've gotten older, I've noticed I kind of wake up and I'm like, God, did I even sleep well? I feel tired. You know, I don't feel great. And
that happened to me this morning.
Yeah,
even
me too.
Though I got plenty of sleep.
Yeah,
I just
same.
felt like I went through battle.
Totally.
You know?
That's how I feel
like,
too.
I'm just like, I'm kind of like, it's a, like, I feel like I'm like ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, same. And I think
and
it's
then,
just
And then
age.
I had coffee and now it's
And
fine.
Then it's all fine. But like that first like half hour is hard because so I look at my data. I'm like, yep, I got an 80%. It was okay. It was like an okay sleep. But I definitely,
it's
a B minus. You know, I feel like they're kind of generous. Cause I was like, I think it would be more like a C in my book. But when I look deeper, cause you can scroll down and it gives you percentages on all the different things. And the part that I find the most sort of enlightening is the restful sleep. So this is what you're talking about, the deep sleep and the amount of times you wake up or you stir. Okay.
Yeah.
And so in the chart, it'll jog up to white if you like woke up. And there's like a lot of those where I'm like, I don't remember waking up that many times. And the restful sleep, I'm poor. Like it'll, you know, I'm good, optimal, and then like good, fair. But my restfulness is like a score. And my restfulness, even if I have a good night's sleep where it's like 89%, my restfulness is like poor. And I'm like, shit. Well, then how come I'm getting this optimum score, but like they're like, pay attention to this as if like someone's moving around that you're sleeping with or you're getting up to pee, all these things.
Yeah.
And so I am blown away by this. And this is really important. This makes it like worth it to me. I also do like a lot of people complain about it doesn't track workouts like the Apple Watch. I prefer that because it kind of gives you a little more data, but you can still record like your walks and your rides. You just kind of turn it on. I don't really care about the deep data on my workouts, like, oh, your heart rate was here. All I care about is knowing that I did a decent workout for 45 minutes and I just want to track it. And the honest truth is probably 85% of the time I forget to grab my Apple Watch or put it on when I go work out. So the Apple Watch is sort of this thing that just stays on the charger because it needs to be charged so often. You know, the Aura ring also, it can be many, it's many, many, many days until you have to charge it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not like it doesn't have like a display that's drawing power. I mean, my Apple Watch, it never comes off me unless I'm in the shower. And sometimes I forget I shower with it and I'm like, oh, well, you got clean Apple Watch.
It kind of bugs me a little bit on my wrist. Like I wear a watch.
Yeah, you have to just, it's like if you're dedicated, which I am, the only, well, that's not true. I take it off when I'm sitting here because I have my charger. Yeah. But as I drink my coffee every morning, because after a whole day and night, it's almost out of batteries, I charge it.
Yeah.
And then I wear it the rest of the day.
You know, here's the thing. I think maybe it's the band, because the band just bugs me. It's like the sweatband.
Yeah, it used to bug me. I probably have a couple different bands.
Yeah.
Because this is, you know, it's a, it is a, it's, I don't know what it is, vinyl. Like, I mean, it's not super breathable.
It's not, that's the problem. And when I wear it in yoga, it just kind of bugs. I have to like make it really like give it a lot of slack so it just isn't super close to my skin. I mean, I wear a regular watch. I really like wearing a watch. Like there's something just so like adult about it. I don't know. Like I just like it. I like having a watch. But like this band is so thin, it doesn't bother me. But you know, the one thing I'm still trying to understand and I'll report back is the HRV, which is the heart rate variability for the Oura Ring. You know, a friend of mine that I stayed with, in LA, she's had the Oura Ring for many, many, many years, has the old model. And that's the reason why she got it, is she's really into the HRV. I'm like, we talked about it for a while and I'm like, I don't know. Like, and it's more than just like knowing, okay, your heart rate went up. Okay, now it's really like resting and blah, blah, blah. But it kind of gives you insight into your stress level. So I need to do a little more research on that, because I'm not paying as much attention to that. But yeah, it's kind of interesting. And, you know, I'd like to hear from y'all out there if you really like data tracking, or like maybe you're really into your whatever it is, Fitbit, doesn't have to be an Oura Ring, but any of these types of trackers, email us at havesuchagoodday.com. And I'll say one last thing before we wrap this show, and I gotta bounce, Heather, to a meeting. I know this goes without saying, but I want to make a verbal note of it, that man, springtime is a happy time. It's just, It makes a lot of sense. The sun's out, the birds are chirping, the flowers are blooming. We're out of winter. You know, there's warmer weather. The sun is out. All these things. Sure, you're getting more vitamin D. You know, people are out and about. People are like more outside and getting more exercise and more serotonin and all the things. But God, it's such a cool feeling to just see people happy. And I really can notice it. And I know the whole world isn't happy right now, at all whatsoever. But to just see a little uptick in sort of like not just me, but people around me, my friends, and just the world around me is something that is, you know, making me happy right now. Yeah, email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com if you have any comments, queries, anything really. Just say hi.
Send
us a slew of emojis.
Please do. In fact, Heather and I demand it. This is not
it's your
request.
Homework.
It's a demand to email us, because we like getting your emails. Although many of you chat with us in Discord regularly, and that is a lot of fun. If you're listening to this and like, I would like to chat with you in Discord, become a patron. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where to find out more about directly supporting the show. You can just, you know, think of it as like, hey, a little tip jar. You know, Heather and Sarah like to yak 4 times a month. So this is what I think it's worth to me. Maybe it's a dollar. Maybe it's $1,000. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not kidding. But I realize that that's a tall request. Mm-hmm. But we love doing the show. We couldn't do it without you. And we would love to have more patrons. So if you're listening to an ad-supported version of the show and you say, love the show, wish there weren't ads, become a patron, and there won't be. So you got choices. You got choices. That's all I'm saying.
And we're going to try to record more in the AM, because I think we have like more of an upbeat energy. So if there's any shows, you know, there's episodes out there that we might have been tired or just kind of, I don't know, you know, maybe it was a case of the Mondays. But, you know, each episode has a different vibe. Today's been you know, a coffee-infused extravaganza. So thank you for joining us. And We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. In fact, have such a good day.
Have such a good day. And we'll see you next week, or at least we'll talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.